So I'm going to do a video on the evidence for the book of Genesis. And just the book of Genesis, there is a ton of it. So let's just start the flood. There is this anomaly that happened in the 24th century BC, which wiped out the entire Neolithic civilization. Which, for those of you who don't know, the Neolithic civilization was a civilization that lasted for about most of human history. And they worshipped this goddess called the Venus, and it's found all over the world. They've even found them in the Americas at Monument Valley, Sagi Canyon, Canyon de Muerto, and this is from the findings of one E.B. Renaud in 1929, and they worshipped this, and basically this pantheon collapsed right after the flood. The entire civilization just gets wiped out. There's no remnants of it after the 24th century anomaly. And I actually found this the same way a Catholic monk did by tracing the genealogies of scripture back through the Persian Restoration. And then you move forward, there's this interesting verse in Genesis where they mention a person named Peleg. And Peleg, it says in the genealogies of either Noah or Ham or Shem, one of these people, it says, in his days the earth divided. Now the earth divided in his day. I believe that means that the earth divided, because we can see how the continents fit together like a puzzle piece. In his days the earth divided. And then we get to Nimrod. Nimrod is actually Sargon. Sargon is Nimrod. And Sargon was a warlord back in about, I'd say, 2200 BC. And he was an incredibly dictatorial ruler. And then you get into Abraham. There's actually a large epic poem about the destruction of the city of Ur. And this is where we get the term. In this poem, it talks about the Anunnaki, which I don't care, because I think this Anunnaki nonsense was meant to distract us from the fact that this is evidence that the historical Abraham actually lived. It describes the sacking of Ur, and in this it describes basically what the Bible describes as the purging of the Elamites by the Amorites. And basically Abraham is right there. You can go back and study all these things. The history is there. It's all there. And another thing is that we know Sodom and Gomorrah existed because there's these cities discovered by Steve Collins, an archaeologist, where basically they seem to have been nuked, and there's two cities. So even if there was like a meteor or something, how would it destroy two cities? Crazy. And they figured this out because there's the same residue that's found in deserts when a nuclear bomb goes off on some pottery. It may even be possible that the kings from the Battle of the Nine Kings can be identified still. And then you also have more evidence for the book of Genesis, is that we have something called the Wadi El Hol in Egypt, which is ancient Proto-Hebrew before Proto-Hebrew. Writings on a cave wall in Egypt, which shows that Joseph and them were there. This is all real. The Bible is true. It's accurate. It's the word of God. And for these things to be in there, we know that it's being written by witnesses of these events for these very strange coincidences. Another example of Abraham being alive is that there's a law. This is about 40 or 50 years after the sacking of Ur. There's this law called the Lipit Ishtar, which Abraham follows with regard to Hagar, and he follows it, and basically he's told not to follow it by God. And so there you have about 6 or 7 pieces of evidence corroborating the book of Genesis. And I can get into Exodus too, and I can get into Numbers and Joshua. It's just there's so much evidence that the Bible is actually the word of God. And I think anybody who tells you that it's not actually true hasn't actually looked at the hard evidence. I'm not talking about like textual analysis, which is even more beautiful, because just the other day I was reading Deuteronomy, and there's a clear reference of Jesus in the prophecy of Gad. So it's just incredible how the Bible also has this internal tautology of prophesying its Messiah and prophesying the entire history of the Jews. Because in Deuteronomy, it's also talking about when Zion would collapse and they'd get a king and all that's in there. And it's probably true that it was there from the beginning, because we have Isaiah 53 in the Bible from 100 years before Christ, which Christ actually existed, because numerous historians who cite him as being a living figure. This is not made up. This is the real truth. Something else I've seen that was really interesting was that Adam and Eve, the story of Adam and Eve and the serpent in the Garden of Eden, is actually found in Chinese calligraphy. And it's also found in Chinese art. Back in the 1900 BC, there's these statues that are erected that sort of depict scenes from the Garden of Eden. But you can find that in Evidence That Demands a Verdict by the McDowells. And that is the last thing I'm going to say, is that even Adam and Eve are satisfied by some pretty strong evidence, so Genesis is pretty much 100% accurate.